News with Chris Spott.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I think for the foreseeable future, at least, my expectation is that Mick Mulvaney will be in that job.
That's Republican Senator John Thune, who says he believes President Trump's choice to temporarily appoint his budget chief, Mick Mulvaney, to head the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is a good idea, and that Mulvaney will make much-needed changes to that agency.
Which has essentially very little accountability to the Congress or anybody else.
Trump naming Mulvaney to head up that banking watchdog group after Director Richard Cordray resigned on Friday, but Deputy Director Leandra English has filed a lawsuit against the move, saying the law says she should be acting director. Today's Cyber Monday, and online shopping is expected to be even bigger than Black Friday's online sales, with predictions of $6.6 billion in business today. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
By the time I reached a one-year period, I had lost 2 inches off my waist, and I lost 17 pounds.
I think they're part of the reason that I was able to shake 10 pounds, and I think because of the support, nutritional support. My blood pressure significantly is so low now compared to what it was. I think I'm doing great with it.
You've got a good product. It's just amazing.
What are you waiting for? Good health is only a phone call away. Don't miss your opportunity to get a free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Call 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Miola with Nutrimost of Flemington, and we are here at Get Healthy Hunterdon. You want to know about this crazy weather we've been having. So today, sunny with a high near 52 degrees, northwest winds around 8 to 10 miles an hour, Tonight, mostly clear with a low around a cold 26. Light and variable wind. Tuesday, sunny with a high near 54. Calm wind becoming south from 5 to 7 miles per hour.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And we are back, and this is Dr. Miola with my guest today on Get Healthy, Hunterdon County's most experienced in the healthcare industry. Today, we've got an individual here who's devoted his life to helping people in an alternative way. Many of you have aches and pains from the holidays, playing that flag football, going to parades, or maybe doing that turkey trot. And today, we have Dr. Mike Amendolara, who generally likes to be called Dr. Mike, and he's going to talk to us about an alternative way of taking care of those aches and pains or that pain and all. So, Dr. Mike, welcome to the show, and what can we find out about your interesting topic here?
Thank you. It's really good to be here. And, basically, I help people get rid of pain. I help people get rid of mostly chronic pain, pain that's been going on for months, years, or decades. And I use a mind-body approach.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about that, Noel? Like, first of all, what's your background? Where did you go to school? What kind of training do you have for this?
Sure. Well, I'm a medical doctor. I went to medical school at Rutgers in New Brunswick. And I did my family practice residency training in Somerville at Somerset Medical Center. And after that, I practiced urgent care medicine for about 10 years and then general family practice for about 10 years. But I gradually started to get more into alternative medicine and specifically mind-body medicine. I am a certified zero-pain now practitioner, which is a specific program and technique that uses mind-body techniques to help people get free from pain. I also am a master practitioner of neuro-linguistic programming, or NLP, which helps people overcome a lot of problems and psychological issues very easily and quickly. And I specialize in helping people get free from stress illness, any kind of illness that stems from stress and tension and emotions.
So much of that happens right around these holidays and stuff. We start from Halloween, what to get dressed up as, your trick-or-treating and stuff, what to give to the kids and all. Then we go right into Thanksgiving, which is probably one of the least stressful of the holidays and all. Then we roll into whether it's a Jewish Hanukkah or whether it's the Christian, Christmas and all, the stress levels just continue to rise and rise and rise. So you have a good program that can help our listeners about this?
Sure. I mean, it's interesting what you mentioned. I mean, definitely this is a time when stress levels do rise a lot. A lot of stress. People are dealing with a lot of stress. And specifically, so one thing I do is I do help people deal with their stress in general, but I especially focus on helping people understand how stress is causing pain.
And how do you go about doing that?
Basically, I will meet with a person, either in person or by telephone or by Skype. And what I do is I teach them how stress and tension and especially emotions from the past, buried emotions, actually change what's going on in the mind and what's going on in the body and lead to physical pain. And then what I do is I teach them how to break that cycle. And this is like the most common cause of chronic back pain, chronic neck pain, fibromyalgia, chronic tendonitis, things like that.
This is incredible because so often we say, you know, it's all in your head and things. Patients go to their medical doctors and, you know, they say, oh, I've got this pain. It comes and goes, but it's a lingering kind of a thing. How can I, you know, take care of it and stuff? And, you know, they're sometimes at a loss and stuff, so they just get the prescription pad out and start giving them, you know, a multitude of different pills, potions, and lotions to try to take care of that problem. You and your practice and your experience in the past years and stuff that you've been out there and stuff have seen that there's a need for the general public to have an alternative or something else that they can go to and all, and you've discovered this particular technique and stuff, and the technique you're talking about is NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming, or the zero pain now work.
Yeah.
So can you tell us, our listeners, sure, a little bit about that?
Sure. Zero pain now is what I do that helps people with pain. Neuro-linguistic programming is related but a little different. It helps people more with emotional things, and it helps people break habits like cigarette smoking or overeating or things like that. But with the pain, you said something very interesting. Well, one thing is it's a matter of getting down to the root cause of what's causing the pain, because there are so many different alternative therapies out there, and they help. They definitely help.
Mm-hmm.
But a much better approach when you have pain that comes from emotions is to deal with the root cause, which is the emotions, as opposed to trying to just do physical therapy or just take medicine or just do acupuncture. All those things definitely help,
mm-hmm.
but if you can get down to the root cause, then you don't have to go the rest of your life managing your pain. You can actually get rid of your pain.
Right.
So that's my approach. And with the Zero Pain Now program, it's just based on understanding the connection between the mind and the body. And in our society, especially in traditional medicine, for the past 100 years, there's been a total separation between the mind and the body. Modern medicine thinks of the mind, the body, as a machine and wants to understand it structurally and biochemically, but doesn't want to deal with the emotions. Most modern physicians and researchers freak out when you start talking about emotions because they're hard to quantitate and they're hard to really study. But if you understand the connection between emotions and the body, you can heal so many things a lot faster and a lot more permanently.
That's great. We're going to take a little commercial break here, Dr. Mike, and when we come back, we're going to go into a little bit more in depth with that emotional component that you were talking about.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you...
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Good afternoon. We are back with Get Healthy Hunterdon, and this is Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington, where we have the most experienced healthcare programs in the Hunterdon County area. Today we've got Dr. Mike here, who's from White House Station, and he practices an amazing technique called Zero Pain Now, or neuro-linguistic programming, which a lot of people aren't aware of and all, and the different components that can help out. Now, before the break, we were going to take a break and go to the emotional components and off air and stuff. Dr. Mike was telling me about these incredible results that he's been getting with people and a multitude of different signs and symptoms and issues that people are suffering from. So, Dr. Mike, why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit more about what we were talking about?
Sure, sure. What you mentioned about emotions, and that's really the key to what I do with Zero Pain Now. If you think about it, everyone has emotions, starting from when you're like 1.5 or 2 years old. But in our society, in our civilization, at least at this point, people don't really learn how to properly deal with emotions, especially negative emotions. Negative emotions are like uncomfortable emotions, like anger especially, or sadness, or things like that. So what people do is they actually repress those emotions. They stuff them down inside. They do this without even realizing they're doing this. And sometimes you start doing that when you're like 2 years old or 5 years old or whatever. So over a period of time, by the time you become a young adult or get into your middle age, these emotions build up to the point where they start manifesting in your body physically. They start changing the way your brain works and changing the way your brain controls blood flow and oxygen flow to the rest of your body, and that causes different types of pain syndromes. And you mentioned before the break about or maybe this may have been off, Mike, I forget, about how sometimes people worry that it's all in their head. It's not. It starts in the head, but it causes real physiological changes that lead to pain. So the emotions are important. That's what you have to get to, but it's not all in your head. The pain is real. The pain is physical.
Isn't it something, you know, so often, you know, the medical community, you know, doesn't look at, you know, the emotional component or the psychological component of what's going on. They, you know, have somebody that comes into the emergency room or their office and the person says, I have pain, and it's like, point to me where it is. So, you know, they'll say in my back or all my joints and all with the fibromyalgia or lupus conditions and things like that. So then now they have a point that they can go and treat with and stuff, whether it's, you know, with medications or rubs or physical therapy, acupuncture, you know, chiropractic, a whole multitude of the different therapies that are available and all. But you're looking at things from a whole different perspective and all, which is incredible type of a thing and all. And so what kind of success do you get with this kind of a program?
Someone who's a trained Zero Pain Now practitioner like myself, who works directly with a client, the success rate is 97.4%.
Right. Holy cow.
Yeah.
Now, let's compare that to some of the different opiates or the pain medications.
A lot lower. And when I say 97.4% success, by success, I mean elimination of the pain completely, permanently. So we're not just talking improvement. We're talking eliminating the pain. Now, technically, that can be a pain level of 0 to 1 out of 10. 10 is excruciating pain. 0 means no pain. So some people who go through the pain occasionally have a pain level of 1 out of 10, which mm-hmm. is like nothing. Most people have a pain level of 0, and the pain just doesn't come back. Or it might come back, might try to come back, but you use the same techniques you learned, and within 5 minutes or a half an hour, the pain is gone again, and it may not come back for years again. So overall, the clients, those 97.4%, overall, they're pain-free 99.9% of the time.
Isn't that incredible? And so often, is there any liver side effects, like liver damage or any kind of possibility of death from this program?
No. No, because we're just dealing with emotions. So there's no liver side effects. There's no bone marrow suppression.
There we go. Nothing you know, like yeah, and those are like all the side effects that you hear like on a commercial that they rattle through real quick, hoping right. that you don't really pick up, but, you know, kind of go with it and all. This is incredible, though. So how long has this been around, and who developed it? How long has it been practiced, and how do you go about doing or finding a practitioner?
Sure. It's very interesting. These ideas have been around for approximately 40 years. They were pioneered by a Dr. John Sarno. He worked in Manhattan, and he's the one who realized that a lot of chronic pain issues like low back pain, neck pain, fibromyalgia don't respond to traditional medical therapies but do respond to dealing with stress and emotions. And then the Zero Pain Now program has been around for about 7 years, and it's totally based on Dr. Sono's work and his theories. But a man named Adam Heller, he's not a physician, but he has amazing amount of experience with the mind and how the brain works. He took Dr. Sarno's approach and improved upon it and made it amazingly effective. Dr. Sarno's technique was probably 80% effective, and like I said, Zero Pay Now is about 97% effective, so it's even more. But it's all based on the mind-body ideas of Dr. Sarno and improved by Adam Heller.
That's incredible. And how did you get involved with something like this?
I basically got involved with this because I was in chronic pain myself for 35 years.
Oh.
And I had knee pain, neck pain, back pain, fibromyalgia, TMJ problems, neuropathy, all ongoing for a long, long, long time. And I tried all the traditional and even alternative medical approaches, and nothing was solving my problem. And I also have suffered from some emotional issues, including depression. Hmm. And I started to make the connection. I started to realize that there had to be something more going on here. And about 10 years ago, I read Dr. Sarno's book called Healing Back Pain when I was having some pretty severe back pain. And I was able to make my pain go down from like maybe an 8 out of 10 to a 4 out of 10 in about 2 seconds just by shifting my attention from the pain to whatever emotions I was feeling in the moment. So when I realized how well this was starting to work for me, I researched it more. I discovered the Zero Pay Now program and applied it to myself, went through a program, and eliminated about 98% of my own pain.
Isn't that incredible? Just, you know, tapping into and finding out what it is that's the trigger mechanism that's causing it. Now, like you were saying off air and stuff, this isn't a cure-all or this isn't doesn't work on everything, all the different pains out there, but the pains that you found very good success with are, what are those?
Sure. Let me give you an example. Doesn't work for cancer pain.
Okay.
Doesn't work particularly well for rheumatoid arthritis. However, works great for low back pain, even if you've been diagnosed with herniated disc, bulging disc, spinal stenosis, or arthritis, because all those things are actually aging changes that don't usually actually cause the pain. Usually the pain is coming more from the motions than those other things. So it works for low back pain, neck pain, chronic whiplash, fibromyalgia, plantar fasciitis, chronic tendinitis, fibromyalgia, I may have mentioned that one already,
mm-hmm.
Headaches. Migraine and tension headaches are always triggered by emotions.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the big ones that it works for. But there are ones that doesn't work for. If you have a very low thyroid level, hormone level, and you're having pain from that, this isn't your solution. Your solution is to fix your thyroid.
Right. Okay, yeah. That's incredible. So, you know, like you said and stuff, you know, it's sort of the low back pain, neck pain, issues are all like aging processes that the body goes through. So is that, you know, your body saying, oh, Christ, I'm getting older and stuff. I must have pain with these things. And so this kind of goes and overrides that that programming that it's putting into us and all.
Yeah, that's a big part of it. And the main issue is actually something that Zero Pay Now and I call diversion pain syndrome. We were talking about these emotions, and our minds, our unconscious minds, the part of our minds that we're not consciously aware of, think that anger and sadness is too overwhelming for us to deal with. So our minds would rather distract us from these emotions by creating physical pain, because pain is an amazing distraction from all sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going on in the nitty-gritty is you have these emotions that your subconscious mind doesn't want you to deal with, so it encourages and creates physical pain to distract you, and that pain can go on for decades. And then once you understand this connection between those emotions and the physical pain, and you learn some very simple but powerful techniques to get in touch with the emotions instead of paying attention to the pain just melts away.
Isn't that something? Mm-hmm. So, and you made a distinction between whether it's an acute pain from like an injury or something that occurred and stuff, which would definitely be different in as far as the way the body registers it as compared to if it's been around for a long time and the body's like, oh yeah, when it goes through its inventory and all, it says, oh, that's here, you know, that's something that's there all the time, so we're just going to kind of disregard it. But yet it's still causing your body to want to take, you know, a look at it and see what's going on with it and stuff.
Yeah, so, and that's a very important distinction, because the difference between acute pain and chronic pain. Because say you twist your ankle. That's acute pain, and that's a real physical problem. You want to rest it. You want to maybe put ice on it, maybe elevate it, whatever. If you have a car accident, that can tear some of the muscles in the back of the neck, and you can have whiplash. But these things heal usually within anywhere from 2 to 6 weeks. Pain that goes beyond 6 weeks, except for certain specific situations, usually has an emotional component or an emotional cause. Because our bodies are really good healing machines. Our bodies heal very well, and 99% of the time, an injury will heal within 6 weeks, and then you're done with it. Any persistent pain usually indicates that there's something more going on, and usually that more is an emotional component.
Right. Isn't that something, though, how the body, just with the survival techniques that it has and all, what the underlying force that drives the human body is survival, whether, like, we look chiropractically with the body being twisted and contorted to keep the eyes horizontal to the horizon, or whether the body sucks out calcium from the bones in order to neutralize the acid environment that's going on to keep your body from, you know, eating itself away. And emotionally, like you're tapping into and finding out that subconsciously those things that have been, you know, kind of housing and kind of been hindering your whole success, whether it's in business, whether it's in life, whether it's in relationships and all, can cause all these things to go on like that at a subconscious level where you say, I don't know what it is, I'm just in pain all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I'll give you a really interesting example. I used to have plantar fasciitis, and, you know, I went through the Zero Pain Now program myself about almost 3 years ago now. Every once in a while, I'll get a stab of pain in my heel, like the plantar fasciitis is trying to come back. Mm-hmm. What I do is I just say, no, I don't have plantar fasciitis. I have emotional stuff. Within 2 seconds, the pain is gone.
Isn't that incredible? Yeah. So you're rewriting the programming that your body is going through and all.
Yeah, yeah.
That's incredible. And how long does a general session last with you?
Well, basically what I do with the Zero Pain Now, I take people through a one-month program.
Okay.
The reason why the program is 1 month is I'm basically teaching people how to think differently about emotions and about how emotions relate to pain. And you have to develop some new habits. And it takes about a month or so to develop a new habit. So the program was designed to be about a month long. And what I do is I work with people daily. Usually I'll speak with them by phone every day until they're pain-free. I'll do a two-hour, what I call breakthrough session, about a week into the program, which is when most people actually get free from the pain. And most people who go through my program are completely free from pain by the third week. But it's a month program to make sure they learn everything they need to learn.
Just incredible. We're going to take a little break here, but we're going to come back and find out what a typical evaluation would be for the program and how you would go along with that and all.
Sounds good.
We will be right back. And we are back with the weather. Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low around 38 degrees, south wind 3 to 6 miles per hour. And then on Wednesday, sunny with a near high of 57 degrees. Where the heck is this going here? West wind 6 to 10 miles per hour, becoming northwest in the afternoon. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 30 degrees. We are back at Get Healthy Hunterdon. I'm Dr. Miola with Nutrimost of Flemington, Hunterdon County's most experienced in the healthcare industry and all. And our guest here is Dr. Mike, who practices a Zero Pain Now technique, or neuro-linguistic programming for those of you who have the tongue-tying component and all. We were talking off-air and stuff, what would be a typical session with Dr. Mike, and we're going to find out a little bit more about that. So, Dr. Mike, why don't we go into that?
Well, basically, the first thing I do is, if anyone's interested in seeing if I can help them with their pain, I do a free initial consultation, and the consultation usually takes about 45 minutes. I often do it by phone or by Skype. I do it in person if someone prefers that, especially if they live locally, because I do work with people all over the country and all over the world. And basically, I will speak with them. I'll have them tell me about their pain. I'll ask them specific questions that help me to determine if this is a strictly physical pain or if this is a pain that's coming from emotions or has a big emotional component. I'll get into some personality issues. Certain people with certain personality characteristics are very prone to burying emotions and leading to physical pain. Perfectionism, people who are do-gooders, people who are spiritual or religious. A lot of personality characteristics just cause people to repress emotions, especially things like anger. Think about it like someone who's religious or spiritual is usually not going to want to be having outbursts of anger because they feel it's inconsistent with their spiritual personality.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So they have more of a tendency to repress those emotions. So people with certain characteristics just have more of a tendency to repress emotions or bury emotions, and that leads to a lot of pain. So I'll ask them questions about that. I'll ask them questions about any history of stress-related illnesses, especially things like irritable bowel syndrome or ulcers, because about 85% of people who have pain from emotions also have other stress-related physical illnesses like GI problems, you know, stomach intestinal
right.
problems.
Right. That's one of the things we find in our program and all that. You know, people who are emotional and stuff, they have a tendency of what they call swallow their emotions to suppress it. And what's one of the biggest things that they generally have is a digestive issue, whether it's Crohn's, whether it's irritable bowel, whether it's, you know, GERD, a multitude of things going on like that.
Yeah. So I'll do this evaluation, and it's mostly asking them questions about their pain and about their history and their stress history. And then at the end, I'll have a really good feeling for whether or not their symptoms are coming from emotions and whether or not I can help them. And I'm very honest. Most of the time I'll tell them, yeah, this is definitely emotional, but sometimes I'll say, you know, in your case, I'm just not sure. Or in your case, you know, if someone says, you know, I have cancer, I'll say, I'm sorry, but that's not something I'm able to help you with.
Mm-hmm.
And then what we'll do is I'll tell them about the program that I take them through. And if they're interested, we'll get them started on the program.
Excellent. No. And do you have like a waiting list or anything? Or?
No, I don't have a waiting list. Mm-hmm. I work 7 days a week. Now I'll tell you, I'm not a workaholic.
Uh-huh.
I have plenty of free time. But what I do is I find that if I work 7 days a week, I have a very flexible schedule. So, for instance, I may go to church on Sunday in the morning. Then afternoon, I may do a consultation.
Oh, okay.
So I'm just, you know, I'm available a lot of time, but I'm, like I said, I'm not a workaholic.
Yeah.
So I am available.
That's incredible, having 7 days a week to be able to take care of the general population, not just here in Hunterdon County, but you were saying off air and stuff that you're like international and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely work with people in Hunterdon County for sure,
mm-hmm.
but I currently have two clients in London, England, and I have someone I'm doing a consultation with this afternoon who's on the west coast of the United States. So I work with people anywhere. And the reason I can do that is because when I work with people with emotions and pain that comes from emotions, it doesn't require a physical exam. So it's something that's very easy to help someone with by telephone, by Skype, by Facebook video, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm able to work with, I have someone, another consultation coming up later this week with someone who lives in Australia.
Now, how do these people from around the world and stuff, not just alone here in Hunterdon County, find out about you?
A lot of times through Facebook.
Facebook,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I have a Facebook page, and I'm also on Twitter and LinkedIn, and a lot of people find me that
A lot
way.
Of those good yeah. social medias that yeah. we all need to be crafted and be aware of how to use them
sure.
and all. Oh, that's amazing and all. So this is just incredible. Do you find, like, do you have kind of like an ideal, or not so much an ideal, but a general typical patient and stuff, whether it's male, female, whether it's in the 40s, it's 20s?
Yes.
What goes on with that?
Right now I'm not working with children for these sort of things, so it would have to be an adult. I find that because this requires getting in touch with emotions and changing the way your mind works to a certain extent, it doesn't work particularly well if you're older than 80. But there are always exceptions.
Okay.
So my typical patient would be anywhere from 18 to, say, 79, but especially probably 35 to 65, because those are the years where stress is higher, and those are the years where people tend to have more physical pain that comes from stress and emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Also, there's not really a male-female difference. I work equally with males and females. And it's more based on their diagnosis or their type of pain. Like if someone has a weird numbness in the tip of their finger, that's a little hard to get a handle on. But if they have back pain or neck pain, or they've been diagnosed with fibromyalgia, or they've been diagnosed with a chronic tendonitis, or even carpal tunnel, or plantar fasciitis. These are diagnoses that typically respond very well to the techniques I use. So it's really more based on the diagnosis right. or their pain description.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't do a workup myself. I don't order x-rays. I don't order blood work. The people who come to me really have seen other doctors first to have a diagnosis
right.
or even a chiropractor. It doesn't mm-hmm. have to be a doctor. Say it's chronic back pain because I usually want them to at least have had an x-ray.
Yeah, flat films.
So
yeah.
A lot of times they'll come from a chiropractor. They've had an x-ray. The chiropractor's been helping them, but the pain keeps coming back, and so they decide to seek me for
right.
you know, further assistance.
Well, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. So who would be good sources of referrals for you in the medical world and things like that?
A lot of my referrals come from family physicians.
Oh, okay.
Because family physicians, because of their training, are more open than other areas of physicians in terms of emotions and stress and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I get some referrals from chiropractors, from massage therapists, from yoga teachers.
Oh, okay.
Really, anyone who comes in contact with people who are in chronic pain.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. And again, you know, it's that chronic pain. We don't want to say it's a label, but that chronic pain condition that people have been, like, you know, laboriously dragging around like a ball and chain and stuff around their neck for so long. And here you've been able to tap into a rather large population of society here and be able to offer them, you know, not just, you know, symptomatic relief, but as far as tools that they can use for the rest of their life and all to make sure that that never reoccurs. That's incredible.
Yeah, and the thing to keep in mind is it doesn't matter how long you've been in pain. I don't work with people who have been in pain less than 6 weeks because that could just be acute pain and it may go away on its own. But other zero pain practitioners have worked with people who were in pain for 50 years and they got pain free. I've worked with people who've been in pain for like 25 years and they got pain free. So it doesn't matter how long you've had the pain, as long as it's chronic pain, you know, more than 6 weeks or so, you're definitely a candidate.
Right. Isn't that amazing, though? Like, you know, we're talking years and things like that with people that have been in pain. Most of us can fathom, you know, you fall down a flight of stairs or, you know, you go out and you play football, flag football or something. You ride a bicycle or something. You have some aches and pains. And like we were saying, that's like an acute, it just happened kind of in a discomfort and things like that. And we know that that's going to be self-regulating and self-correcting within a couple of weeks and things like that. But these other individuals and stuff, you know, they go from doctor to doctor hoping to find, you know, that magical or that person who says, aha, oh, I know exactly what's going on with you. And they just kind of get into that mill of, you know, going from one doctor getting a new pain medication, going to this doctor getting a different therapy and all. And after a while and stuff, you know, you kind of start saying, well, maybe I'm supposed to, you know, just get used to this level of pain and all. And here you are, you know, you pop up and, you know, in conversation, Facebook and all, and people say, you know, maybe I should try this and all. And here you have, you know, what could be, you know, an answer to, like you said, not everybody with pain, chronic pain, but the individuals that have, you know, a certain parameter of pain.
Definitely.
And
definitely.
Things. That's incredible definitely. And stuff.
And if we have, do we have about another 30
seconds?
Oh, yeah.
Seconds? Yeah,
okay.
Go.
Another thing I do, I don't just deal with pain. I do what's called stress illness evaluation. You've probably heard of people who have, I don't know, say, take it.
2 minutes.
Take, for example, chest pain. Or well, that's not a good example because it's pain. Say shortness of breath. And they've seen several doctors. They've seen several lung specialists. They've seen heart specialists. They can't find anything wrong. When someone has had an exhaustive workup for any kind of symptom, whether it's pain or non-pain, and the doctors can't find anything wrong, there's an extremely high chance that their symptoms are coming from stress and emotions. Stress and emotions can cause any kind of symptom and mimic any type of medical disorder.
Isn't that something?
So that's another thing I do. Even if it has nothing to do with pain or if it has nothing to do with the typical pain syndromes that I see, if someone's been exhaustively worked up and their doctors can't figure out what's wrong with them, I'll do a stress illness evaluation. I'll spend a couple of hours delving into all the possible stresses in their lives and in their childhoods and in their early lives and figure out what's triggering the physical symptoms.
Amazing. Just amazing. We're going to take a break here and come right on back with Dr. Mike, and we shall return.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Miola with Nutrimost of Flemington, Hunterdon County's most experienced in the healthcare industry and all. And we have had an amazing show today with Dr. Mike. Dr. Mike does Zero Pain Now, or what we're going to talk about now and stuff is NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming, and all the amazing things that Dr. Mike is able to do with this particular approach. So, Dr. Mike, off air, we were talking about the incredible tool that you have to work with. Why don't you tell us a little bit more about this NLP?
Sure. NLP, which stands for neuro-linguistic programming, which is kind of like an unfortunate name. It sounds so complicated, but it's really pretty simple. It's basically very advanced psychological techniques that help people make very big changes in their lives very quickly. Things I've helped people with, and also myself using NLP techniques, are quitting smoking, stopping over-drinking alcohol, losing weight, overcoming procrastination, overcoming anxiety, depression, things like that. And what NLP is it basically is simple techniques to change the way you're thinking and feeling in your brain very quickly. Like, for instance, something that you could do in 2 hours with NLP would be equivalent to what you could try and do in 10 years of therapy.
Wow.
It works that fast.
Mm-hmm.
Because NLP is all about understanding how your brain is functioning now, how it's causing you to be addicted to cigarettes, or how it's causing you to procrastinate, and then using really simple but powerful techniques. Some are like guided imagery techniques. There's different types of techniques that help just change the way your brain is functioning, and all of a sudden your behavior changes or how you're feeling changes. I used it about 2.5 years ago to quit smoking. I smoked for 12 years. Mm-hmm. I tried every way to stop, and I could not stop. I had an NLP session for 2 hours with the guy who taught me NLP, Before I started that session, I was convinced I was a smoker. At the end of the session, I was absolutely convinced I was an ex-smoker, and I haven't smoked in 2.5 years.
Isn't that incredible? In such a short period of time and stuff, and no stapling in the ears, no beads to put on your hearing and stuff, no patches to put on your body, no crazy pseudo-cigarettes to be smoking at all.
Exactly.
And from that point on, you didn't have a craving, and you've never gone back there.
I have no cravings. Every once in a while, if I pass by someone very close who's having a cigarette, I'll think, it would be nice to have a cigarette. 5 seconds later, I'm distracted by something else, and I don't have a thought like that again for a month or two.
Isn't that something?
I literally never feel like smoking a cigarette. And that's the difference between real change and just trying to manage what your problem is. It's not about trying not to smoke. I don't spend any time in the past 2.5 years trying not to smoke. Mm-hmm. I just don't want to smoke. I have no desire to smoke. And it was a very simple NLP technique. The whole thing took 2 hours, but the first hour was just the NLP practitioner finding out exactly how I was doing this problem of being addicted to cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
And the second hour was a few simple techniques that basically changed how I saw myself. Initially, I saw myself as a smoker. And after a technique that really took like about 15 minutes, I immediately saw myself as an ex-smoker. And all of a sudden, I didn't want to smoke anymore. So it's amazing how easy and quick it is.
Isn't that something? Perception and our mind's perception of what we look like on the outside or inside and stuff, and how it can make these dramatic changes and put all these kind of hooks and all these kind of anchors on us to keep us from, you know, achieving, you know, amazing things and stuff, whether it's good health, whether it's a relationship, whether it's business, you know, in as far as the workforce or even family life and stuff. Just incredible.
Mm-hmm. Let me give you one more example. This is really cool. About a month and a half ago, I was very upset about the hurricane that hit Puerto Rico because one of my best friends lives in Puerto Rico, and it was about 3.5 weeks before we heard that he was okay. So I got to the point where I was really stressing about it for a few days. I was very, very upset. I was driving back from Philadelphia. I had been in Philadelphia for the day, and I was just feeling really, really stressed. So I said, you know what? I'm going to do some NLP. So what I did was I stopped what I was doing in my mind and said, you know, I can tell that I'm feeling stressed. So there's the stress part of me, and there's the part that's just kind of watching. So in my mind, I separated those two. Then I saw this stress as like a little ball in my mind, just in my imagination. And I took that ball, and I threw it as far away from me as I could. After I did, and this took 5 seconds. After I did that, I wasn't stressed anymore. I wasn't upset.
Isn't that incredible? Gone. Oh, my God.
This is how powerful NLP ideas and techniques can be in just changing the way you perceive what's in your mind and what you're feeling by using these neat little mental tricks that really work. I mean, that stress and that feeling upset about my friend in Puerto Rico, it never came back. I got rid of it in 5 seconds once it got to the point where I was sick and tired of feeling that way.
Right.
And it was gone.
Isn't it incredible? So if you're a computer person, you would download and, you know, just, you know, delete it and all. For us more physical people and stuff, you actually, you know, made something physical that you could take and get rid of by throwing it out of your environment. And all.
Exactly.
That's incredible.
It's kind of like using symbolism in your mind to just accomplish something that you want to accomplish. I imagine this emotion as a ball that I could throw away from me. And when I did that in my mind, it was really gone.
And that's all the power of this particular technique that you're talking about with the
NLP,
the
neuro-linguistic programming. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so I help people, I help them overcome whatever problem they have, smoking cigarettes or being compulsively addicted to something or having stress or tension or depression or whatever. And I do the same as I do with Zero Pain Now. I do a free consultation for anyone's interested. I let them know how I can help them. And I usually do a 3 to 5 hour, what I call a rapid life change session, which uses NLP. But it's a very intense session. But one session usually solves any problem. Like by the end of the session, you won't be smoking anymore or you won't be feeling depressed about a particular thing in your life anymore. It's very powerful.
Isn't it? That's so incredible and stuff. You know, within a short period of time, when we look at the lengths that, you know, some people suffer with this chronic, you know, pain or conditions and things like that, and how you can, you know, given the proper techniques and all, just get the person to rethink and revisit and revisualize just where they're at and how they should be progressing along and actually give them the tools that not just at the present time, but in the future, they can always get rid of it and all.
Sure.
That's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. So you must be pretty proud of your, you know, with the technique that you're able to give to people.
It's exciting.
And it's very rewarding and stuff.
It's very
too.
Rewarding. I'm very proud to be able to do it. And it's just very exciting. It's amazing to be able to change someone's life, to help them eliminate pain quickly or to help them stop smoking if they've been smoking for 30 years. It's the most rewarding thing that I do. Mm-hmm. It's just being able to help someone make a big change in their life and to do it quickly and easily without having to stress or fuss about it for the rest of their lives.
Right. And that's the big thing and all. You know, you don't, as a patient and a person in society, you don't want to be, you know, chained to a medical doctor or any kind of pills or potions or lotions or, you know, having to go to, you know, see the therapist, you know, 3 to 5 times a week. And, you know, to do those things, you want to be able to take care, you know, have the issue, know how to have the tools to take care of the issue and get rid of it and move on with your life in a much more sound and more focused mindset and all.
Sure.
So that's incredible and all.
Yeah. Good example is I used to have TMJ problems, temporomandibular joint problems. I tried the mouth guard. I tried stress reduction. I tried not grinding. When I discovered Zero Pain Now, got in touch with the emotions that were causing it, it just went away.
Isn't that amazing?
I don't even have to think about it anymore. It's just gone.
Mm-hmm.
Every once in a while, if I'm feeling really stressed, I'll feel a little tightening. And I just ignore it and it goes away again.
Right. Yeah. And then every person, they have probably a map of where their stressors kind of manifest themselves. Some people get it into their jaws. Some people
definitely.
Get it into their Achilles. Some people will be digestive issues. Some people manifest it as a cancer or, you know, an arthritis or things like that. So these are really powerful, but what it sounds like, simple tools that you've mastered in as far as not just knowing how they work and stuff, but how to teach other individuals about it. So that's an incredible thing that you've got, you know, available to use to the readers and the listeners here.
It really is amazing. And you're right in what you said about how certain people manifest stress in different ways. One thing I've never had and never get are headaches. Some people, their main stress comes out in migraine headaches or tension headaches. I never get headaches. I've had back pain, neck pain, knee pain, all the other things I mentioned, but my stress doesn't map into headaches for whatever reason. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But someone else's does.
Yeah. And, you know, nowadays and stuff, you know, with people looking at the computers, you know, everybody always says, you know, it's just, you know, pretty much you're in one position and it's a repetitive injury and all. But, you know, there you're thinking about, you know, how are you going to get the kids from, you know, soccer games to Boy Scouts to band rehearsal and stuff. How's, you know, your husband's job doing? You know, does he still have a job? How's your wife doing? Does she still have a job? Who's going to pick up the kids? How are you going to pay the mortgage? All these things while you're looking at the computer. So right away you think, oh, it's the computer that did it.
Yeah.
But here we're looking at a whole different avenue as far as the emotional components that is playing, you know, all these other videos going into your minds with its sessions and, you know, different occurrences and things that could be happening, scenarios and all. And so you're saying that, you know, a lot of this has to do with the emotional components.
Oh, yeah,
and
definitely.
All.
And it's interesting what you said because people in our society these days are so focused on things like, you know, did I do something with the computer mouse or did I bend the wrong way or did I do this physically? We're so focused on the physical that people don't really think about the emotional, but the emotional has a much, much bigger impact than we realize. And the more you get used to, it has to do with mindfulness and it has to do with understanding, not really understand, but just being in touch with your emotions. The more you get in touch with your emotions, the more you realize it really wasn't the computer mouse. It was that I was stressed because I had to get this project done on the computer, or I was stressed because I had to get this done and go pick up my kid and I didn't want my kid to be waiting. So stress and just emotions in general are a much, much bigger factor than most of us realize.
Right. Isn't that incredible? Yeah. Dr. Mike, an hour just flew by and stuff. I can't tell you how much longer I would love to have you on here to talk and all. So I'd like to do for my listeners and stuff and invite you back at some future time and stuff if you've got time in your schedule.
Oh, yeah, that would be wonderful.
In the meantime, they want to know how the heck they can get a hold of Dr. Mike. So how would people get a hold of you?
Okay. You can call me or text me on my cell phone.
Okay.
I don't use an answering service. You get directly to me. So that number is 908-625-8673. And you can text me if you want or you can call. I'm very flexible and low-key mm-hmm. like that. You can email me, and the easiest email address I can give you is Mike, that's my name, M-I-K-E, at freedomnowmd.com. That's the word freedom, the word now, N-O-W, M-D, like medical doctor, .com. And you can also find my website, which is freedomnowmd.com, and you can find me on Facebook, just search in Facebook for Freedom Now MD.
Oh, that's incredible. Wonderful. Can you do that one more time for people?
Sure. Oh, the whole thing?
Yeah.
Okay. So phone number 908-625-8673. Call me or text me if you prefer. Email address mike@freedomnowmd.com. Facebook, Freedom Now MD, just search for it. Or my website, freedomnowmd.com.
Incredible. We had a very enjoyable time here on the air with you today, Dr. Mike, and stuff.
I did,
and again,
too.
I would love to invite you back. Future date and stuff, anything that's coming up. Do you have seminars or do you do any kind of webinars or anything?
I'm looking into doing that now. I did that for a while, took a break, but now I'm looking into it again. Okay. I don't have anything planned right at this moment.
All right. Well, you'll keep us posted.
Oh, definitely.
All right. Excellent then. All right. This was an incredible hour and stuff. I know that the radio listening audience here was very, very excited, sitting on the edge of their seat like I was during the whole thing. And we just want to thank you for coming on the air and showing everybody that there is something else that is available for the chronic conditions
yes.
that are out there and stuff, and a very, very, you know, easy to do for your side of the programming and things like
sure.
that, but something that they can take not just today, but into the future to work with and all.
Yes, and thank you very much for having me on. It's been great. I love talking about this stuff because, like I said, it's my passion to help people just make changes in their lives and to get free. That's why I called my business Freedom Now MD, because I'm an MD. I want you to get free now.
Very, very fitting and stuff like that. And again, you know, get healthy, Hunterdon. We are very excited to having you as our guest and all. So with that, we're going to bid adieu, and we'll see everybody next Monday at 12 o'clock for our next show.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Larry King's free video with his exclusive special report on why so many men are wasting their money and doing nothing for their prostate problems. Larry has experienced the remarkable solution. It's called Prostagenics. It was developed by my great friend, former Stanford quarterback Fred Buckley. Prostagenics is the only supplement that actually works for many men with prostate problems. Go to prostatevideo.com. That's prostatevideo.com. Guys, take it from me and Larry King. It can change your life. Prostatevideo.com.
We mentioned moments ago how President Trump is interested in meeting with congressional leaders ahead of a tax reform vote. The Senate's number three leader says there will be plenty of opportunities to change that tax cut bill once it moves to the Senate floor later this week.
We have members who are expressing what are legitimate concerns, who are, have ideas about how to make the bill stronger and better, and we're certainly open to those.
Senator John Thune there speaking to Fox News Sunday. Republicans can't afford to lose any votes, but one of their own, Ron Johnson, senator from Wisconsin, says he's a no vote on that bill. House Democrat John Conyers resigning from his leadership post as the ranking member of the U.S. House Judiciary Committee amid claims of sexual harassment and workplace abuse. However, Conyers says he will not resign his post in the House. Senate Democrat Al Franken is also heading back to work today while he deals with allegations of sexual misconduct, for which he's again apologized, but he too says he's not leaving his seat. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you absolutely free a one-ounce